Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was on my phone and I guess I wasn't really looking. You know what? You probably don't care. Just let me help you get some of these files. What are they for, anyways? Why don't you just use your laptop to take notes? Huh. Yeah, I heard something about that, but honestly, I never really bothered with writing everything down. There's no way in hell I could keep up and still maintain a somewhat legible handwriting. Your handwriting is kind of cute, though. Oh, my name is Pin. Nice to meet you, I guess. Yeah. Well, no. But yeah. No, listen. Okay, so I am a student, but not really. I just got my bachelor's degree, and I'm taking a gap year so I can enjoy life a bit more before I start my master's. Oh, I studied criminal psychology. So, yeah. I can definitely relate to having to make all those notes. Although, back in my day, people weren't too hip to use technology. So, I'm guessing you're on your way to the library to take even more notes? Yeah, I get that. Well, wait. Do you have time to grab a quick coffee before you plunge yourself into studies? Lead the way, mister. No, he was actually really nice. He just genuinely didn't know. Oh no, he was not nearly the worst partner I ever had in a group project. Trust me. You know, I haven't been at this cafe for such a long while, and I have no clue why. Because it's such a lovely spot to hang out. Nuh-uh. The best coffee in the city is not here. It's a two-way tie between that stall of the market ran by that Turkish dude and the coffee place at the university library. You know, when you're absolutely exhausted and need to refuel so you can practice for your exam even though you're hungover as fuck. Wow. So you're just gonna lie to me like that? Who's paying you to promote them? Dude, there's no way. That's your favorite lunch spot in the entire city. You clearly lack experience. All right. I don't want you to think. I just want you to say the first things that come to your mind, okay? Top three spots in the city. 3, 2, 1, go. And the town square on a summer night? I just remembered the only other time someone took me to this cafe. Yeah, I can't believe I didn't recognize you either. Oh my God. But to be fair, it was only one day, and it's been like over a year at this point. It really was nice. Oh my God, I totally forgot about that. Like 2 days after that date, my phone broke and I lost basically all my contacts. And I had no idea where you lived or worked or anything like that. On top of that, it would have been a little bit creepy if I just tracked you down after one date, you know? It was a great first date, though. A really great first date. You know what? What if I give you my number now and I will try my very best to keep my phone in one piece this time around? You've gotten even cuter since the last time we spoke, by the way. Why, thank you. I try looking somewhat presentable when I'm out and about. Although I definitely would have chosen a cuter top if I knew I was going to run into you. Oh, you like it? I personally prefer myself without it, but to each their own. Oh, trust me, I got plenty more dirty jokes to tease you with. I'm not even nearly done. After all, I've had a year to practice my lines for this date. Oh yeah, I'm hella prepared. I have like notes and everything. Totally. You really thought bumping into you was a coincidence? Nah, this is all part of my 5-year master plan to win your heart. Oh, I don't need 5 years. Hold that thought. I'm so sorry, my friend is moving and it could be really important. Yeah. How did you even. Okay. Seriously? Right now? But I'm in the middle of a date with. Okay. I'll be there in like 20 minutes. I am so sorry. My friend somehow managed to get herself stuck inside of a bed frame. I honestly don't know how she managed to pull that one off, but she needs me. It really sucks that I have to go. I was having a super great time getting to know you, but hey, you got my number this time, and I have yours. So we should be all good this time. I promise not to break my phone. Again, I'm so sorry for cutting our date short like this. I really wish I didn't have to, but I hope I can make it up to you very soon. I had so much today, and I'm really glad I ran into you. Literally. Bye. Yes? Oh, my jacket. Okay, see you soon. That's more like it. See you soon. Hey, it's Pin from earlier today. I know it's really late, but since our date kind of got cut short, I was thinking, do you maybe want to like watch a movie at my place? Yeah, I have some popcorn, and I'm not really super tired. But I get that it's really late, so if you want to meet up some other time, that's still like. Okay. See you soon then. I'll text you my address. Just knock, don't ring the doorbell. I don't want you to wake my roommates up. Hi. Yeah, we just gotta be quiet until we get into my room. The hallway literally carries sound like it's a fucking job. I hate it. Okay, we're all good. Fuck, you're a good kisser. I was thinking like a rom-com or something like that. These? Oh, this is just what I wear to bed. No, I swear. Okay, no bullshit, huh? Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, I literally called you at 3 a.m., but I mean, you came over. So I'm guessing you also kind of wanna, you know. Fuck, I want you so badly. And after waiting for over a fucking year, I finally get to have you. Did you bring condoms? Well, I mean, I figured you'd have them. Who doesn't bring condom when a girl calls you over at 3 a.m.? Come on, dude. Wanna, risk it? Look, I'm really fucking horny. I won't be held accountable for any decision I make after 2 a.m. You did not just ask me that. Wait, are you serious? No. Don't fucking pretend that that was a joke. I know it wasn't. Do you want it? Like, for real? I don't know. Like, it sounds fun, and I still really want to fuck you. But for a first time, my first time in general. What? No, I'm not a virgin, you idiot. I meant my first time doing, well, anal. I've never done that before. Have you? Wow. Okay then. In that case, you're a real bolt for suggesting that. But you know, fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah, I have lube in my drawer, and I'm not gonna let the opportunity to finally fuck you slip by. Take that beautiful cock out, handsome. I'll just leave my hands up and. Damn, you're so hard. Does this feel good? Are my hands too cold? Do you need more lube? Fuck, this is actually really hot. Cock is right in my face. So mesmerizing. Can you imagine that this cock is gonna be launched balls deep into my asshole in a few minutes? Wow, that was a big throb. You like when I talk dirty, don't you? Wait, what? My voice? What about it? I never really thought of my voice as something that I can use to get guys off, but now that you've expressed how much you liked it, I'm definitely abusing it. Gonna fucking tuck your ear off. Okay. I'm not even kidding. My pussy is starting to get drenched just by looking at your cock and jerking you off. I'm glad we're not risking it because I'm pretty sure that my pussy is begging to get impregnated by your cock just from how ridiculously wet you make me. No, seriously. I'll bend over for you and you can see. Spread my cheeks. Look at that glistening fucking cunt. Sure you still don't want to risk it? I'm kidding. I really want you to fuck my ass now that you've mentioned it, to be honest. Getting my anal cherry popped by the guy that I had a meet cute with and somehow reconnected with without recognizing him. I mean, come on. We might as well start writing an edgy young adult novel, right? What? I'm not ruining anything with my hilariousness, am I? Need I remind you that you explicitly said that you liked my voice? Laughing helps me relax. Oh, I'm pretty sure I'll have to be really relaxed if I want to take all of that up my ass. Could you just press the head against it so I can get used to the feeling, I guess? What? No, nothing's wrong. It's just, I'm pretty sensitive back there. No, it's fine. It's like being tickled, but like a good tickle. Am I making any sense whatsoever? All right, just start fucking my ass already before I embarrass myself further. Okay. This feels weird, but good, but definitely weird. Okay. Nice and slow. Take it easy there, good sir. Oh, no, it's fine. I just, give me a moment to adjust. I can't believe I have your cock in my ass. Wait, what? Just the head? What the fuck? I have absolutely no concept of the size when it comes to my ass, apparently. What? I'm used to getting fucked in my pussy, and trust me, I'm tight as hell, but this is just a whole nother level. I do kind of like it, though. You're so gentle with me. I don't know, it just makes me feel all fuzzy, seeing you being all considerate like this. And it also feels really naughty because you're being all lovey-dovey, but you're also splitting my ass in half. Laughing with cock in my ass might be my new favorite thing in the world, by the way. Pushed in further, handsome. Okay, hold on. Hey, why is your hand... Oh my god, what are you doing? And you want to help me relax by fingering me? You'll make every muscle in my body clench if you keep fingering me this well. It feels really good though, so fuck it. You can push a bit further if you want. You know, the sounds you're making really turn me on. I don't know why I felt the need to tell you that. You probably already felt my pussy getting drenched as soon as you started making noise. But it's true. Is it all the way in? Almost? Damn, man. How much cock do you have? I've seen it. It's gorgeous, but this is just physically impossible.
Good God, it feels so fucking good though. Put it all in. Fuck yeah, I'm a trooper. Just wait until you fuck my pussy. Oh, have sex doesn't even begin to cover it, darling. You're in for the ride of your goddamn life. Now could you slowly start thrusting? I think I'm getting pretty comfortable. Why are you going so slow yet? It feels so good. It's like a deep tissue massage, but even better. God, I could fuck you all day. No, I want to fuck you all day. I don't want to spend the rest of my fucking life on all fours like this. Taking your cock into whatever hole you choose to stick it in. Turning every week into a blur of orgasms. Fuck. That, at least, slightly would make up for missing out on a year of amazing sex like this, right? I'll take that moan as a yes. God, my roommates would probably kill me for moaning their ears off every day like this. Are you close? Because I'm really curious how it feels. Take a load of my tight little asshole. So, you want to stuff my cuts with cum? Do it. Fill me all the way. Come in my ass, handsome. Right now. Yes, that's it. It feels so weird. It's like a rush of warmth. I love it. Whoa, whoa. Take it out slowly, please. This feels really weird. Oh my God. That was so hot. Shit, it feels so weird when your cum is leaking out of my asshole. I can't believe I met a cute guy. Lost his contact info. Ran into him more than a fucking year later. And then let him take my anal virginity. It's more like a sex-filled Netflix original. Or, I guess it's just Netflix original. Oh, you bet your sweet ass I'm not losing your contact info ever again. But, just to be safe, I think you should stay here and cuddle with me. Just to make sure we both haven't lost each other in the morning, you know?